destroyed. An area half the size of Rhode Island is about 40% now surrounded after burning 70 homes. And in sports, known as the Indians since 1915, Cleveland's Major League Baseball team will now be called the Guardians. On Wall Street, the Dow had 208 points and the NASDAQ is up 144. This is SRN News.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched at her ears real bad and she shook her head so much she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
When we first got the Dynavite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs Dynavite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
Dynavite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DINOVITE.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
We're blessed to be supported by businesses that have a strong legacy here in the River Region. One of those is John Lee Paints. 34 Coliseum Boulevard. 3.5 decades plus now of service to the River Region. The professionals choose John Lee Paints because they can get Richard's paint there. Richard's for interior painting is your best option. Don't buy cheap paint. I mean, it just never works out well for you. Richards leaves a finish that lasts and really covers. And that's why professionals choose them. They don't want to have to do a job twice, and neither should you. Time is money. At John Lee Paints, they also carry their own brand of exterior painting, and this is the time of the year to consider that. Solar proof. What does that mean? It means it's a low viscosity paint that prevents the development of mildew. So if it gets dirty, you can hose it off. But if you're using a cheaper paint and it gets dirty, that's probably mildew, and that's a big project. Get a great result each and every time with the paints and products at John Lee Paints. By the way, they can help you decide what roller and brush you need for the surface you're covering and teach you how to patch a hole or whatever else you need, because those are not dumb questions when it comes to a painting project. Again, stop by and see him at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, and please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Coming to Montgomery October 7th for one night only.
You know, it's the greatest honor of my life to serve as vice president.
Faulkner University presents the 48th Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Mike Pence.
It was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the most prosperous economy in the history of the world. Freedom is about enabling people to live their lives as they see fit, not government control.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or call 334-386-7257.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Scattered evening showers and thunderstorms are roaming around, and they'll cool down a few lucky towns before fading out later on tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 74. Tomorrow and Sunday are going to be hot. High around 93 Saturday, closer to the mid-90s Sunday. Heat index 100 to 105 both days. Scattered random thunderstorms for a few lucky towns here and there. And the intense heat and humidity will continue on Monday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Summer vacation is finally here, and so are amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Our religious institutions are strongholds of the American way of life. Our country was founded by men who had faith in God and who were willing to endure hardship and sacrifice for the sake of that faith. Today, the religious institutions in your community need your interest and support. So take an active part in religious affairs. Your pastor, rabbi, or priest will give you invaluable family counsel and aid if you are a newcomer to the community. To face the problems of the future, America must be morally strong.
When's the last time you heard that?
A long time ago.
Yeah, that was a PSA from the 50s, back when we used to actually celebrate the fact this country was founded because of God. Love it, love it, love it. Welcome to Happy Hour. My name's Terry Adams. I'm filling in for Greg, the voice of the River Region, Budell, and, of course, lovely Miss Rosie with me, keeping me straight, making sure we're doing everything the way we're supposed to. Welcome. We're going to try to put the happy back in Happy Hour today. I think it's long past time to do that because we keep focusing on all the negative stuff, you know, garbage in, garbage out, and we need to get away from that a little bit today. So that's what we're going to try to do. And Miss Rosie brought me some excellent articles, and I love the fact that an archbishop has kind of gotten on to Pelosi and told her, look, the Catholics do not support abortion. No, they don't. As a matter of fact, they used to be against contraception, so contraceptives. So, no, they don't support abortion. So I love that she gets put in her place. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
Big time happy. That's a good thing.
Well, we need to walk our...
We need to what?
Walk our talk.
Yes, absolutely. Words are just words.
They are.
And I'm so tired of politics, because that's all politics is. It's words. It's grandstanding and all that, but we never really get to the root of the matter. Smaller government, because it's inversely proportional. The bigger the government, the less freedoms the people have. So right. We need a smaller government. We need to get back to God. And we need to get back to the Constitution, because the men who wrote that document were brilliant men. They went back and looked at all the various forms of government, and they designed, in my opinion, the best form of government out there, represented a constitutional republic. And I love that. That's what America is. And I'd love to celebrate America today. Let's talk about what's so great about this wonderful country, because why are people breaking the law, risking their lives to come here? Because this is a great country. And it's sad to me that we're kicking out the God that made this country what it is. We have a call already.
We got Red Top.
Red Top. Good, 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 good. Hey, Red Top, welcome to the program.
Gary, how you doing, sir?
Hanging in there. How about you?
You know, I have to say, a few months ago when you took your week off.
Yes.
I said, I heard the Saturday night broadcast before you did it. It was very serious. I have to say, I didn't know if you were coming back or not.
I didn't either. That makes two of us.
I can tell. And sometimes you're on broadcast after about 30 minutes, I just want to crawl into the fetal position in my closet.
Me too.
I can see that. it's good to have you on, buddy. I'm sure the motorcycle and RV are jet ski and all business, I bet you done sold everything, can't get nothing in, right?
That's exactly right.
Gosh, how long do you think this trend is going to continue, Terry?
I don't know. It scares me, because I think there's a lot of changes coming that we really don't want to see, like digital currency. So, I you know, who knows what the powers that shouldn't be are going to do? I have no idea.
Yeah. See, now that Big Shot's got total control, and isn't that the definition of fascism, where government chooses mm-hmm. the Big Shot to control production?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, if we're... I've never seen it. I agree about the Catholic Church. Of course, I'm Catholic. And this morning on The View, as disgusting as it is, and when I'm at home, I watch it just so I can see how bad things can get on the other side.
that makes sense.
This is the one who's always constipated. This is the only decision I can give looking at her face.
Wow. Okay.
So, I know that's not very pleasant, but it's well deserved.
Yes.
They were cheering on the Catholic Church big time, and they're all Catholic. I mean, there's a lot of Catholics in the entertainment business.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the entertainment business is all Catholic and Jews, isn't it, Joey? Terry.
Yes, it sure seems that way, doesn't it?
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Sure does.
And which mystifies me about the fifth.
You're cutting out, Red Top.
You're breaking out on me, Red Top.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm in Eastbrook, and do you still have me? I'm getting out of Eastbrook.
Yes.
That's one thing that mystified me about all the shows in the 50s, Andy Griffith and all that.
Mm-hmm.
There were no black people, and it was all run by...
Yeah, very few. That's true. Very true. Red Top, I'm going to let you go because you're breaking up, and I can't
did
hear you. Yeah, you did. But hey, buddy, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
Take care. And with that, we have got to hit a break. So we'll
morning,
be right
sir.
Back.
Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Bling, bling, bling. No, no money out of your pocket. We're going to re-bling things that you do not wear anymore. That's right. It's Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if it's sitting in a drawer, it doesn't belong there. We need to do something with it. Trade it in, make something new, or walk away with a big check. Either way, we are going to re-bling you. We're going to make it something wonderful. And you're going to have a big, big smile on your face regardless. So we're right there in the Peptree Shops on Vaughan Road. Open 7 days a week. Whatever you're thinking about, come in and let us design or give you a check or whatever you want to do.
David Little from Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery is with us this year, is flying by.
Hey, man, Bubba, and it is getting warm out there today. I mean, it's going to be in the 90s. Perfect time, as we always say, for the beach, the lake. You see it all over the place. People are heading out of town. Well, you need to come by Tucker Pecan. We are your one-stop shopping for all your sauces, seasonings, towels, totes, everything. We've got all those goodies at Tucker Pecan, the roasted salted pecans, cheese straws, all kinds of great stuff. Or if you're just going to somebody's house and you want to give them a little happy because you're visiting them, hey, we've got that at Tucker Pecan too. We can fix you up. But you know what, Bubba? One thing we have that's the best around are our pecans. They're fresh. Good Lord, they're good. They'll jump up and bite you. They're so good. Come check us out and we will take care of all your traveling beach needs. You just got to supply the meat.
Where are you located?
350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And welcome back to Happy Hour. My name's Terry Adams, filling in for Greg the Great Budell. Well, actually, trying to fill in for Greg. Nobody can take Greg's place. Greg is one of a kind. But welcome back. We're going to try to put Happy back in Happy Hour today and talk about what's great with America. If you don't know about this, Hillsdale College, which I subscribe, I get an email from them all the time. They offer free courses if you want to learn more about how this country was founded. And don't buy into the whole separation of church and state. That is not what they claim it is. What the founders meant by that was there needs to be no one set religion for this country. People need to be able to worship God the way they want, which is the whole reason we left England to begin with. But Hillsdale College, they have great courses. I've taken their Constitution course, but they have 1776 curriculum about the founding of America. I highly, highly recommend everybody, if you're really interested in America, take a look at this. It gives you a better idea of exactly where the Founding Fathers were coming from when they created this great country. And if this wasn't such a great country, why are all these people trying to get here? It's amazing. I could go on and on about how great this country is. We were the first in all kind of different areas. And, of course, we're kind of going down a little bit in some areas because of the people who have taken the reins of control. But let me tell you something. God is still here. God is still working in this country. If it were not for God, we would not be the country we are. We are the most blessed country on the face of the earth in the history of the world, so far as we know it, America.
Yeah.
And it's because of God, no other reason, because of God and the freedoms that God has allowed us to have. Would you agree with that, Miss Rosie?
I would, you know, and I think we've taken that message to mm-hmm. nations all yes. over the world, you know, and helped. We're so humanitarian. I mean, we're yes. usually the first ones on the scene when there's any, you know, major crisis or catastrophes, tsunamis, earthquakes.
Exactly.
We send help.
Mm-hmm. Money, American people, the most giving people.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And America's great because America's good. That was what.
Yeah. Well said.
Has been said about us. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the reason we got the Statue of Liberty, and we need to get back to that.
Yes, we do. We need to get back to God, actually, and that's the thing. You know, on my Saturday night show, we go in all kind of different directions with different quote conspiracy theories and stuff, which we're not going to do here. Because we're going to stay in the lanes that Greg has established for his show, because this is his baby, and I have so much respect for him and this program, I'm not going to veer off. But on the Saturday night program, we kind of get into the different of what happened and how we're getting derailed. And to me, everything is a battle of spirituality. It's a battle between good and evil. The Bible tells us that. I believe that with all my heart. That's what this is. This is a symptom of the battle between the good forces and the bad forces. And it's kind of trickling down here. But, you know, we're called to walk the best walk we can walk, be the best people we can be, follow the Bible, try to follow Christ as an example, and just do the best job we can do. That's what we're called to do. You know, I'm 60 years old, and I be honest, it took me 40 years to figure out the difference between religion and spirituality. You know, religion is when man gets involved in a relationship between man and God. Spirituality is when man talks to God and has a relationship with God. To me, that's the most important thing. It took me 40 years and a couple of rehabs to figure that out. But it's true. And the other thing is happiness. It doesn't matter how much money you make, you have to learn to be happy. And God, I think God plays into that, too.
Yeah, well, it's...
peace of mind.
It's being content...
there you go.
...with what you have and working towards, you know, gaining...
yes.
...those things that you don't have or that you yeah. feel you lack.
It puts things in perspective. When I study the Bible and I pray, it puts things into perspective. Yeah, I'd like to have this, but do I really need that? You know, I don't know. It's weird. It's like the ultimate decision maker for me is prayer and where I'm led to go with it. That's kind of what I put my stock in, if that makes sense.
Well, and I feel too, Terry, when we take our eyes off of our own problems mm-hmm. and the things that we're dealing with.
Yes.
And we focus on helping to meet the needs of someone else or giving them comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Then I feel like we get what we need.
Amen.
That's, you know?
I call that getting out of myself.
Yeah.
And I have to do that. I have to do that. That's what keeps me sane.
I just feel like I've learned in my life that that is a win-win situation. You know, if you take care of what's on God's heart, then He takes care of what's on yours.
Oh, wow. I've never heard it put that way, but that's perfect. And we have another break.
Okay.
So you're listening to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 WACB. The number here is 272-9228.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We're still showing that accident on Taylor Road active. It's right near Taylor Circle and Zinc Chiropractic. Minor in nature. If you're headed towards I-85, it's in your lane. Just use caution there. Very busy around the boulevard now. We're seeing congestion Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard at I-85, East South Boulevard very busy at Troy Highway and in front of Baptist and Alpha, I-65 at 85, rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery, but very busy. Don't forget, we've got a bad accident above Pine Level on I-65. Traffic is backed up past Highway 14 there.
Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has over 100 pre-owned Toyotas on the lot, even some 2021s. The name says it all. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
I would never suggest you spend your money at a place I'm not willing to spend my own, and do. One of those places is on the boulevard, Jack Ingram. This past month, we purchased our seventh vehicle. We traded one in and got a great value, by the way. Trade-in, man. If you have thought about trading your car in, smart people do well with money and automobile purchases by striking while the iron's hot, and trade-in values are incredibly high right now. So whether you're interested in a new Mercedes or Volvo or Volkswagen or Nissan, or you want to shop the signature pre-owns or certified pre-owns, that's a great way to go new without paying the MSRP. Cars that just have a few thousand miles literally still have the new car smell, but are available at a lower cost than MSRP. 25 lending partners with Jack Ingram. So no matter what you're shopping, new or maybe something from the value lot, they can get you done. They will get you done, and they'll take great care of you along the way. Stop and see them. Visit jackingram.com online, where you'll find over 650 vehicles to choose from, or stop by and see them on the boulevard.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot, power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work, power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW, power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our best deal of the year. Get the speed you need starting with Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hot house? Here are a few AC tips from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Check the breaker, verify thermostat settings, and replace filter. Still not working? Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans. Paint cabinets. Install tile. Update outlets. Change out sinks and faucets. Repair fences. Replace rotted wood and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599. 8599.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A busy day for officials in Macon County. An 18-wheeler caught fire overnight after a wreck and shut down northbound lanes of Interstate 85 near Shorter. That caused a major delay in traffic. Crews are cleaning up the wreckage and diesel fuel. Five people were involved in the wreck with only one minor burn injury. The Landmarks Foundation is holding its market day in Old Alabama Town in downtown Montgomery tomorrow from 10 to 2. There'll be vendors, live music, and activities and tours for the whole family. Admission is $10. The Alabama chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics wants Alabama students to be required to wear face masks to start the new school year. Officials say more than 50,000 children in the state have gotten COVID-19 since the pandemic started. It says numbers are going up at the same rate as last summer. Governor Kay Ivey says she doesn't think there should be a school mask requirement. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Scattered evening showers and thunderstorms are roaming around, and they'll cool down a few lucky towns before fading out later on tonight. Overnight low temperature falls to about 74. Tomorrow and Sunday are going to be hot. High around 93 Saturday, closer to the mid-90s Sunday. Heat index 100 to 105 both days. Scattered random thunderstorms for a few lucky towns here and there. And the intense heat and humidity will continue on Monday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And welcome back to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And we have a call. James is on the line. Hey, James.
Terry, you running the show today, brother?
No, I'm just filling in for Greg. That's
okay.
Okay,
well... All right. I mean, that's how I defined it. I didn't realize.
Miss Rosie runs the show. I just push the buttons.
No, I do the paperwork and answer the phones.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, occasionally, I mean, I have some bad habits. Once in a while, I listen to talk radio.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So today, I'm driving back from Wetumpka. I went over to Swayback Trail, if y'all know where that's at.
Yes, I do.
And, I was driving back from over there after a nice little walk, and I heard this lady. She was talking with Joey, and she was rather irate.
Really? What about?
With Meemaw, no less. And I just heard on this program during the commercial break where Meemaw is against, have mercy. Against the children wearing masks in the classroom, which I think anybody with a functioning brain would be against that. But apparently Meemaw is trying to drive this vaccine towards everybody. In other words, insist that we get our vaccination.
Really?
And this lady overheard something that got her irate today, and I think that's what I gleaned from it. So I mean, it doesn't mean that I'm correct in my assumption, but
no, I saw a clip, you know, where she was saying that you know, people need to step up and get vaccinated.
Step up and get vaccinated. Yeah. It's kind of like the sign that I see on Zelda Road. We're supposed to level up, whatever that means. It's kind of like running behind your pads in football. Level up.
Yeah.
Let's take care of business and get vaccinated. Good grief.
No. Not me.
I think 1/3 of the people in the state of Alabama have been vaccinated.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think that's right.
What does that tell us? That 67% of us undereducated people, and of course, I'm one of the handful. I think a friend of mine, when I was coaching, told me that only 20% of human beings in Alabama have a college degree. Well, even some of us that have a college degree understand that we don't need to take that vaccine.
Well, it needs to be a choice of an individual.
Yeah, it's a personal choice.
It's a personal choice. If you want to take it, fine, go for it. If you don't, don't. It's not right for them to make you take it.
Of course not.
That's the problem I have with it.
Of course not. I don't know. I'm not sure what the answers are. Somebody used to tell me, I don't have all the answers.
Yep, but at least I'm asking the questions. Right?
Terry, you have a nice day, brother.
Thanks, James. Take care.
Thanks, James.
Exactly. I don't have all the answers, but at least I'm asking the question. Sorry, I thought I hit the drop button. I didn't. It should, you know, they shouldn't make you do this. It should be up to you. But to me, it's like wearing a helmet when you get on a motorcycle. Now, I don't think it's right for them to make you wear one, but I'm smart enough to know that I'm going to put a helmet on when I get on a motorcycle. Because God forbid, if something happens and I hit the ground, I want my head protected. When I get in a car, whether it be a race car or a street car, the first thing I do is buckle my seatbelt. Because I have enough sense to realize that seatbelt's going to hold me in place and it's going to help protect me in case, if you know, worst case scenario. But again, I don't think the government has the right to make you wear one. Then you start getting into insurances and stuff. So, hey, you know, it's a weird area to go into, but I just don't like an ever-expanding government that controls everything we do. That scares me. But we're not going to get into all that. We're going to get into the happy of happy hour, at least try to.
I think part of the problem, Terry, is that people don't trust what they're being told.
Imagine that.
Because you're told one thing and then they come back and they've changed it, or you find out that what they're reporting is not accurate.
Right.
So, you know, if people trusted more what they were being told, I think they might be more likely to
take the vaccine.
Take the vaccine.
Sure, and that makes perfect sense. You know, Fauci came out, first he said this, then he said that, then he said this. And if you look into the background of this man, you will understand why they're trying to bring him up on charges. Not, you know, he's involved in the patents on a bunch of different things. He was involved in the HIV thing and all of it. Then I don't want to go down this road, not on this program. Yeah. I really don't. Let's take this call. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Terry, I love your show on Saturdays, by the way.
Thank you.
Don't never miss it.
Thank you.
And you got to remember that Meemaw was a Democrat.
Oh, you're right.
She was a Democrat before. I mean, you know, and she's always got those little things. I called earlier another show and told them the same thing. I mean, you got to remember, she's a lot like Joe Biden. She's starting to forget what she's doing, so 25% of the time, or 25 minutes of the day, she's a, you know, a Democrat, and then sometimes she might be a Republican, and then you fall back. She's so wishy-washy, it's ridiculous.
Sounds like it.
Wanting to force it, forcing a vaccine, that's stupid. And calling people names and everything else, that's just like a Democrat. Remember, she did do blackface.
Yeah, good point.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But that's all I got to say.
Well, man, thanks for calling.
Thanks
for listening.
All right.
Take care. Yeah. I've forgotten she used to be a Democrat, but she saw the error of her ways, I guess. That, or she knew she had to be a Republican to get elected, one or the other. But what's wrong with letting people have a choice? You know, the thing to me about the pandemic was it never actually was a pandemic to begin with. It didn't meet the criteria, the legal criteria. The mortality rate wasn't high enough, so they had no right to call it a pandemic to begin with. This whole thing just, it stinks to me. It just does. Let's get back to being America and doing what things that we're supposed to be doing. Let's get back to having athletes who want to be in the Olympics because they want to support America, that don't kneel at the flag. That is so repulsive to me. I don't know where to go with that. It makes me so mad to watch these kids who hate America. Why are you representing this country if you hate it so much? I don't get that, Miss Rosie.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, that's what the Olympics is all about.
Yes.
You're representing your country.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
So I think if you can't do that with a good heart, you need to stay home.
Exactly. Let somebody else go. And on Greg's show, I brought up the Dream Team back from the 90s. You know, all of the greatest names in American basketball. They all were honored to go. Every one of them said, thank you for letting me represent America. They were happy to go. They wouldn't have even entertained the notion of kneeling in front of the American flag. These were multi-million dollar athletes who loved some time off because of their hectic schedule, but they volunteered to go over there and represent our country. And that, to me, that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
All right, we're at the... 3:38, and according to my little screen here, it's time for me to hit a break. Does that sound right to you?
Well.
Or what have you got?
I don't have anything until the top of the hour.
Well, why don't we keep going to the top of the hour?
Okay.
Because I'm showing a bunch of stuff over here, but I don't know. This is not the way my show is set up, because basically I talk for 4 hours, to be honest with you, except for a couple of five-minute breaks and three-minute breaks during the hour. 272-9228. If you want to call and give us tell me why you love America. What is it about this country? Because, you know, understand, we, no matter what's going on, we still live in the greatest country on the face of this planet. Still, despite the tapioca bowl of pudding pretending to be president in the White House, despite all the stuff that's going on, this is still the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we were all lucky to be born here, extremely lucky to be here. And I'm happy to be an American. I'm proud to be an American. I fly our flag every day. I have one at my home. I have one in my business, and I fly it every day, and I'm proud to do that. Hey, caller, you're on. Thanks for calling.
William.
Hey, William.
Hey, I just want to tell Terry that what he was talking about earlier about happiness. Happiness is an emotion. What he was referring to is joy. Joy comes from God, comes from the Holy Spirit.
I love that.
Your core being.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And so sometimes we get those two confused.
Because
happiness can be an emotion that you can turn on or turn off. You know, it depends on the circumstance you're in at the time. Mm-hmm. But true joy comes from God.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you for the information. I love to learn stuff. Thank you. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
How are you doing?
Just listening to your conversation, and, you know, as a black man, America, I'm going to tell you, I can take you to where my grandparents, great-grandparents were ran off their property by a white man in the middle of the night.
I can believe that.
I can absolutely take you to the place. And aunt that went to the house and told the gentleman, this is my grandparents' land, and your grandfather stole it from us, and the man just broke down crying and said he was sorry, but what can you do about it?
Wow.
You know, as heavy. A black man in America, I noticed we have more opportunities in this country than anywhere, that's for sure, because I wouldn't want to be living anywhere else. At, you know, these days and time.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is. You just have to take the good. I mean, throughout history, there's been slaves throughout history, all throughout history, so slavery is not nothing new.
True.
That's the problem with a lot of issues. A lot of people like to make it seem like slavery is new to America. Slavery is not new. Slavery's been around for
It's all in the Bible. That's for sure.
Yeah, and you just have to make the best of it and keep on with the thing about it is in this country you gotta stick together because China, Russia, North Korea, they're loving us fighting each other.
Exactly,
they're loving us separated and not, you know,
unified.
You know, together. They'll pounce first chance they get.
You are correct. Man, great story. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks, Black Caesar.
All right.
Take care. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I'm enjoying hearing y'all. I miss Mr. Greg, of course, always. But,
yeah, we do too.
Enjoying it. Here, I had to call in real quick and just say there are many things that I'm thankful for when it comes to this country. I mean, it's too many to list, but just, you know, the amazing a way that we came about. You know, this tough story I just heard, it kind of threw me off topic, but it kind of brings to light how the Native Americans felt what maybe at that time.
Bingo.
And so it's just the good thing, though, in my mind, one of the best things is I believe with all of my heart that at the end of the day, Americans are going to always, hopefully, stay united, because united we stand, divided we fall, and everybody deep down after politics, I think, knows that, and I just have faith in us, and have faith we wouldn't all be as strong of a country that we are now if it wasn't for that kind of spirit that everybody just sometimes has to put politics aside or whatever it might be.
You're right,
and get back and stay back on track as best as possible. But life is tough, and things happen, and we'll keep dealing with it as best we can, I think.
There you go.
And pray.
Well said.
And I believe it.
Well, thanks for the call.
God bless America.
Amen.
Thank you
to that.
Taking my call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Go into a break. Hit a break. All right, callers, I need you to hold on. I am told we need to hit a break. So this is Happy Hour. Terry Adams filling in for Greg the Great, the voice of the River Region, Budell.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Divorce, even under the so-called best of circumstances, is a major life change. It's great to know that you can hire a team like Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, Delk and Tomlinson, and not only know that they have the legal knowledge you'll need at their ready. If you've heard them on this radio station, you know that they don't look things up. They have it. They've got that part of it down. It's just as important to know that you're partnering up with a firm that will be your advocates. So, you know, they've got your back. And that's super important because in a divorce, the major life change that comes with it requires a lot of your attention. Let them take care of that. Let them put together a deal that's fair, a deal that you can live with, knowing that they've got your back. Delk and Tomlinson can also handle other matters of family law, wills and so forth. Whatever your need, call them at 819-4810. If you think divorce may be something happening in your life, it's always good to know where you stand. Having a consultation does not mean you have to have a divorce. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Dip into our new coconut cream pie ice cream and imagine being stranded on a deserted island. Rich coconut French ice cream, flakes of coconut, tasty pie crust pieces, and a whipped topping swirl loaded with toasted coconut. You won't want to be rescued.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Renfro's markets and Farmers IGA in Op.
All right, folks, the only place you need to stop and shop is at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville on South Memorial Drive. They have everything for the hunting season, shotguns, rifles, you name it, ammunition, clothing of all sorts. Stop in there. You can get some great bargains on just about basically new guns and rifles, anything you need for the hunting season, and military and first responders discounts as well. Stop by for all your hunting needs. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. HIMSS was our answer. HIMSS connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to HIMSS, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/love. That's 4hims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
And welcome back to Happy Hour. Doug has been patiently standing by. Hey, Doug, you are on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call, Terry.
You're welcome.
I do want to tell you two reasons why I love America.
Mm-hmm.
I was given the opportunity to voluntarily join the armed services and serve my country.
Thank you for your service.
You are quite welcome. It was my pleasure. Ronald Reagan was my first commander-in-chief.
Wow.
And thank goodness, George number 43, and I don't want to talk about him, but at least he was an R.
Yeah.
It was BHO. But really, the one thing I wanted to tell you, and I know you can relate to this because you're a business owner, mm-hmm. in October 20...
Doug?
Given the opportunity to form an LLC, and I specialize in residential repairs and additions.
Right.
I love going into a family's home and flipping their kitchen, their master bathroom,
nice.
Adding on the mother-in-law's suite or whatever.
Sure.
So those are the two things that I'm proud about America.
So you're a small business owner.
Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. Great.
That's what it's all about.
Yep. Yep.
Thank y'all for taking my call, and that's what I love about America. And Terry, thank you for all that you do to help educate the listeners, and I'm there almost every Saturday night.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate that, man.
All right.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
See you.
Bye-bye. Papa B.
Papa B, welcome to the program.
Hey, Terry and Rosie.
Hello. Hey. Hello.
Great topic today. I like this.
Thank you.
It's got all kind of feel-good stuff going on here, don't we?
We're trying to, man. We're trying to put the happy in happy hour. I don't want to look at the news. I don't want to hear the news. I don't want to read the news.
I hear you. This is going to make you mad.
I know.
But, Black Caesar's right, you know.
He is.
He nailed it, you know. We really have, be honest, we have a whole lot more in common, the various races and cultures that are, you know, inhabit this place than we do as differences. And most people might be shocked by that, actually, but I'm not. I've experienced it firsthand.
Same here.
You know, where we have... And focusing in on our commonalities is much more productive.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But also making allowances for cultural differences.
Well,
but you know what? It's just, you know, differences that are harmless.
Right.
In most ways. So
people are people.
You know, it's just kind of a balance and counterbalance kind of thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm just saying, people are people.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And one of the, you know, one thing, Rosie knows me. Rosie, have things happened in my life that might cause some people to be bitter?
Oh, yeah. Mine too.
Most assuredly.
Yeah.
But just guess what? Rosie, you know, Rosie, actually, she's been a mentor of mine in times past. And I've learned, really, forgiveness is the best way.
That's
now,
a hard one.
Things that have gone on 200 years ago,
mm-hmm.
or even recently, you know, you want to seek justice, but you also want to have mercy.
Right.
Well said.
And so having gone through some processes afterwards, forgiveness is the best way. And that really allows healing to take place. And that's what I think, really, more than anything else, I think that's what a lot of folks in our vaunted echelon in the political class
mm-hmm.
don't want.
True.
They do not want us to get along. They
no, they don't.
They want us at each other's throats.
Absolutely, because they know that a united populace could stop all this nonsense if we wanted to.
Yes, sir. All right, my soapbox moment for the day,
thank you.
Folks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Papa B.
Thank you. You know, that reminds me of something, and I'm going to be a little bit of a hypocrite here, but I was talking earlier, it took me 40 years and two rehabs. One other thing I realized was it's not what happens to you in life, it's how you deal with what happens to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
And it took me a long time to figure that out, and I'm being a hypocrite here because I fuss and P&M and B&G about everything that happens, but, you know, God does things for a particular reason. He opens doors and... He does things, and it's sometimes you got to stop and take a step back and go, okay, why did this happen? And there's a greater reason that maybe we can't wrap our mind around right now, but it will become apparent somewhere down the road, and then you'll realize, golly, you know, I was wrong, God was right. Imagine that. It's kind of how it works.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm thinking we need to hit a break.
Yep.
All right, folks, this is Happy Hour. I'm filling in for Greg Bedell. You're listening to Blue Water Broadcasting News Talk 93.1 WACV, and we'll be back.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic busy all around the boulevard right now. We've got a lot of outbound traffic on Congressman Dickinson Drive, taking 231 to Wetumpka. busy on Taylor Road and Troy Highway outbound, and we've got a disabled vehicle up against the center divider on I-85 southbound. This is just past South Union Street. Not an accident, but be in the right lanes to get past it is causing a little bit of a backup. Still an accident in place, Pine Level. It is backing up traffic on 65 northbound to Highway 14 in Prattville. Expect major delays 65 northbound. Trenum State hosting a Super Saturday Blitz. Tomorrow, they're going to be giving on-the-spot admission approvals from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
The summer heat is in overdrive, and I'm sure you've noticed that you're paying more at the pump for gas, which means energy costs. The cost of keeping your home cool this summer is also going to be higher. That means it's more important for you and your budget than ever to make sure your air conditioning system is running efficiently. How to guarantee that? Call 277-2125, and my friend Melanie will ask you, how can we make you smile today at Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing? Get yourself a membership. They'll come out immediately, make sure your system is good to go for the rest of the hot weather, that it's running efficiently and not costing you more to operate. They'll come back in the fall when the weather starts to get cooler and make sure you can heat your home efficiently and safely as well. In the meantime, you've also got the benefit of 24/7 protection from their plumbers as well as their HVAC specialists. So you can't partner up with anybody better when it comes to keeping the infrastructure of your home in good running shape. Call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Coming to Montgomery October 7th for one night only.
You know, it's the greatest honor of my life to serve as Vice President.
Faulkner University presents the 48th Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Mike Pence.
It was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the most prosperous economy in the history of the world. Freedom is about enabling people to live their lives as they see fit, not government control.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or call 334-386-7257.
Would you like to save hundreds, thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars on your credit card payments? Then go to lightstream.com/news. That's the only place you'll find Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, plus a special discounted rate for radio listeners. Pay off all your high-interest credit card debt at a much better interest rate. How much better? For radio listeners, as low as 5.83% APR with autopay and excellent credit. That's right. Pay off your high-interest credit cards and get a discounted rate as low as 5.83% APR with autopay and excellent credit when you go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced interest rate is to go to this exclusive URL today, lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news to get this exclusive rate, lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates for this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR and includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And welcome back to Happy Hour. I'm Terry Adams, Miss Rosie Brock sitting in, of course, running everything, actually. I'm just kind of the guy behind the board. And Miss Rosie handed me an article by Prager University, Dennis Prager. I don't know if you've ever had an opportunity to listen to him. He's a great conservative. I love listening to Prager. But in this article, the best thing most Americans can do to make America better.
Yeah.
He lists five things, okay? Number one, developing one's moral character. Amen.
Yep.
Number two, getting married and making a good family. Number three, taking care of one's family, especially one's parents. You know, most countries, particularly in the Orient, they worship the elderly. They don't have nursing homes. They bring them in their home, and they are considered the most valuable members of the family. It seems like it's only America where we kind of stick them up in nursing homes, and it's sad. Number four, going to church or synagogue. And, of course, number five, taking care of the poor in one's community, usually by joining a service organization such as a church charity, a Kiwanis Club, Lions Club, or Rotary Club. That goes back, that speaks to what you said earlier about getting out of yourself.
Yeah.
That is so important. I know I have to get out of myself. It's like therapy, and the show I do on Saturday nights like therapy. sometimes I get into the poor, pitiful me, and I have to get out of myself. That's when I try to help other people. It's, I don't know, it's like an inner mechanism God installed in us, in humanity 1.0 when he made us. That's one of the many tools that we're equipped with. When things...